Shalom lachem, toda shatem.
Hello, and thank you for being with us here in A New Life, the series of study discussions with Rav Leitman. Hello, mitzvah tzoz. Hello. And today we want to learn how to build our life better. Our life, as always, our systems of relationships. We have ourselves and the people around us, and the connection between us includes the relations with their sad or happy or good. We want to learn how to do them better, and each time we take some specific form of relationship between us and order to understand how we can truly upgrade it, something true, not something from plastic or toys that withstand a day or two or a week or two, but improve how to make a true leap in the system of relationships around us, with the people around us. Be with us, there'll be a lot what to take. Nitza, what's our focus today? So today we are in a parenting course, and we're relating to this, the concept of sexuality, how we can educate our children and the youth to this so essential and important thing. In the previous program, you gave us some opening words about this on this course, and you explained to us many things, but one of the things that really kept me in a certain very broad understanding, it opened a certain awareness to me, was this understanding that the crisis in the relations between us is a crisis between the sexes, between male and female, between men and women. And you explained to us that it touches upon all the slice of nature, from still vegetative and animate, that we truly can't reach the middle line, because we can't come to a certain balance and a certain right connection between this side and that side. Male and female, and I looked in, and with those glasses I tried to look at the current state, and I really paid attention and noticed that if I look at this crisis, how it's being expressed, I could see that specifically about the education for sexuality, the attitude is very disregarding. There's no reciprocal respect. There's control, forcefulness. There's really many means are kind of involved in this that make it really easy for me to understand the crisis you're talking about. Look, as we developed in the form of still vegetative inanimate, meaning the human kind, but in the degrees of still, this is when we were there, like different tribes and all kinds of places, in the cave, under the trees, how we used to live. That's the period of the still. The period of vegetative is when we start to develop and build some villages and towns and countries. Let's say it's till the Middle Ages. What do you mean the period of vegetative? Of people. Yes, of human beings. So we start to develop. Meaning you're doing a discernment of still vegetative animate inside our human awareness. Yes, yes. Let's go back and say, what's again the still that's in me? The still of humanity is that it's developing only by nature. However, nature pushes us. Let's say it was until 5,000 years ago. From about 5,000 years ago, I'm just like that saying, time boundaries are not precise. I don't want to enter into that. And until the Middle Ages, it's kind of the period of the vegetative. They were starting to develop a little bit more intensively, a little bit more wars, and I'm grabbing yours and you're grabbing mine, already the egotistical desire that's a little bit more developed. And already from the Middle Ages and until the 20th century, let's say about 500 years, it's the degree of development and the degree of animate in or animal in the humankind, which is even more intensive. It's the revelation of discovery of continents and conquering and other construction of humanity that is starting to close itself as the humankind which is existing and controlling Earth and nature. Not that nature controls it, but that it controls nature. And in all these periods of still vegetative and animate of humankind, till the 20th century, even a little bit more, let's say the 20s, the 30s of the 20th century, we developed in a form of, in an egotistical form, in which the ego was developing, and this is how we developed. What is exactly the ego? The desire to enjoy from life. However, this desire awakens in me, accordingly I develop. So we developed like that from the dawn of humanity and until the 30s in the last century. Yes. Let's say in the beginning of the last century, what happened is that we had to start and move to the next stage of development, the degree of speaking in humankind. The speaking of degree of humankind is the development, it's the kind of development where one attains the force that develops him, just as he didn't think about it before. One attains the essence of his life and the essence of his development, what for he develops, and in that he finds the answer to what's the reason I am alive. And then it comes out that he starts to develop in self-change, in change of self that comes from himself. Not that nature pushes him, but him himself, according to his awareness, his consciousness, he already sees where he's developing. It's worthwhile for him to develop, and then he goes that way. And not nature. Nature stops to define one's development. The fact that we didn't start to develop as the human type in the degree of speaking, in a degree of understanding and consciousness in our development, this caused all the problems. Earlier we didn't need that, and we lived and developed, and every day, every year, in every place, in every country, in all sorts of civilizations that we were in, we would develop naturally. Whereas from within, there were all kinds of drives. And this is how you also develop in sex and family and social relations and culture and trade. Nevertheless, in the beginning of the 20th century, a certain problem awakened in humanity. That we don't exactly know where to develop. The Russians taught communism, these things, capitalists, these are thinking something else. And a certain problem starting to awaken that never awakened before. And humanity needed to start answering the question who we are and where we're developing to what direction, and how we're developing. Meaning, before that, I didn't even think that I need. Let's say a child grows. He doesn't ask himself that he's as he's growing. He doesn't know that he's growing. Until he grew. And at age 20, just like in the second, he starts thinking, where am I going? What am I doing with myself? How do I take life in my hands? We were like a human being until age 20. We were developing without asking ourselves. We were growing up also in size, also in weight, also with our intellect. Nature was developing us. All of a sudden, in the 20th century, we came like a child at the age of 20, who's already a man, and needs to start thinking, what do I do with myself? How do I build my life onwards? And we don't identify this. We only identify that we are all of a sudden starting to be in a certain whirlpool of sensations, feelings, emotions, different philosophies, all kinds of confusions. Freud starts with this, Einstein starts with that, Bala Sulam with his, and everyone is kind of dragging people to different directions. All of a sudden, it's not clear to humanity anything. And then riots and revolutions start, and the Russian nationalists are starting to something else, and the socialists in Germany are building that, and all kinds of things. And it's all of a sudden not clear. Why is it not clear? Because humanity needed to answer this question. Where are we facing? For the first time in history. And it wasn't used to that. And because of that, because it's not used, it wasn't used to it, and didn't, there wasn't where to receive from the direction, just as a child who's growing up, and they tell him, oh, this is how you need to develop. Now think, how you're going to do this or that and the other. And humanity did not receive that guidance. Why? Because this knowledge, how to develop onwards, is only in the nation of Israel. In the wisdom of Kabbalah of the nation of Israel. And the fact that Kabbalists did not manage to pass on this wisdom to the nation of Israel, and the nation of Israel didn't manage to pass on this wisdom to all of humanity to be as an example. This caused a state in which the fruit that grew spontaneously, like a fruit on a tree, which is already ripe and is already becoming too ripe. It starts rotting, and this rotting state that we see is exactly the crisis that we're seeing and feeling today. And it continues. What actually should have been the trend of the development of humankind, from the humankind of speaking, that your head precedes all your actions, meaning not the body defines for you what to do, the body is also called your ego, but your head decides for you what you're going to do and how you're going to develop. Specifically, these things are very emphasized in sex. Whereas earlier there was no problem. Who didn't know what sex was? What's more natural than it? Look at the animals and look at human beings. Well, so each and every one would calm his sexual impulse in all kinds of ways, and there wasn't something special in it. Also, they didn't make something out of it that was special, because it was one of the desires that people have in their lives. As the time came in which we needed to develop our awareness so that the head would be above the body, not like in a beast, the body and the head are at the same height. It's very symbolical. Rather, that the head is above, meaning who is a person, a wise person, has his eyes in his head. And we didn't let a person have the right development for him to develop his personality and the approach and drive towards love of others, and through the love of others, towards the love of all of nature. As we didn't give this to people, then all these impulses, these actually spiritual impulses that start to grow onwards, we didn't give them the right direction. And they entered into that same corporeal, physical, beastly body and start to poison people. And then they caused all kinds of mutations, phenomena that are undesirable. And then that we see that the relations between children and parents, between couples, also in sex between males and females in generality, it is corrupting. It's kind of like rotting. It's past the certain stage of ripeness, and during the last 100 years, it's already fermenting and stinking. It's because we're not developing the human that's inside this creature, which is called a human being in this world. We simply are late. We're falling behind. Therefore, the whole crisis in sex is sensed especially, and also in all the different terms and fields. And it won't stop until we will complete the human development in the degree of speaking, and we'll move with it onwards. Meaning we need to know what we are for, who we are, what we are, what's the benefit from a human being in this world, what's its purpose, what's the meaning of our life, what's the goal of our life, and so on. And these are questions that we will truly have to answer, and with the solution of these answers, we will also organize all the orders in our life, and also between us and the youth and everyone. It will be clear, and also not just clear, from the social structure that we will then create, which is new, from the form of life, from the observation of life, from the perception of reality, which is new, from the attitude that is in the ladder of values, the measure of values, then we will also organize the creation, this between youth. Now that you organized the whole four stages of human development, you really made something great for me. Now we'll take this specific thing, which is called the sexual impulse, and let's measure these four degrees of awareness in relation to sex. The sexual impulse was, how does it come to expression at the degree of awareness, which you called still? Still, it was like in animals, meaning coupling, copulation. Yes, the truth is, like in animals, in a very simple manner. There are animals that couple once a year. There are animals that have seasons. There are those that are not even seasons, but more and more. All kinds of forms. And that's how humans were also. Later, and also, he didn't have any problem with it. He would truly maintain the laws of nature. Later, at the degree of vegetative, also, he was maintaining the laws of nature. But there were a little bit more matters. Like what? What is more like the vegetative as far as the sexual impulses? I would look at it more about the beauty. A man would also notice the beauty in a woman, or a woman in a man, that there's some difference. They wouldn't look already like animals alone, because animals, they look at each other only in the way of the benefit with the offspring. It's simple. It's best to be a father to my children, so I take him as a, meaning only as to bringing offspring and maybe supplying food and those kind of things. And we see that in animals, it's till this day it's like that. So that's how it is also in the degree of humans. And they would look at that. And later, from the point of richness, physical strength, of course, and this is how they would develop. Later, as they would develop in the degree of animate, there already there was, other than those forces were already not so important, but what was important was his standing in the human society. A standing in society. Yes, that, oh, it's not important if he's beautiful or like that, but if he has a certain standing, yeah, it could be 30 years older, and he could be like this, but he's famous, or something like that. Yes, some kind of triumphant and something in human society, and some part of the royal family or something like that. And there were all kinds of symbols that were developed, and it would be appreciated first as food, sex, and family, and then after that, money, respect, and knowledge. Both the men and women, it was more important all of a sudden. So though she's ugly, but she's the daughter of someone, of something, I get with her a big status or money or other things. Status is not always something that you can sell, but money, yes. So accordingly, meaning sex was also associated with the values for richness, honor, and knowledge, as the humankind developed for itself as achievements, as values, social values. And as we came to the degree of speaking in the beginning of the 20th century, here we needed to identify in humankind a spiritual partner, that I, together with her, or her together with me, develop together. Because all of humanity needs to unite. So first of all, I choose my closest partner, my couple. I choose her, or she chooses him, as the most suitable for spiritual quick development. Spiritual meaning that we connect between us and build between us a cell of society, of corrected society that nature is demanding of us to build and to be built. We need accordingly to develop the education, also to the big ones, also to the smaller ones, in all the degrees. This education is called integral education. Integral meaning to gather them together. Exactly how they're gathering as needed from the natural forces that are working in us, that operate in us. We didn't do it, and therefore we entered into the crisis, in that all that we needed to define the new relations between us were not in those. We didn't do it. And then it works out that we are in a rotten state. Ourselves, rotten, and the whole environment, the society, the relations are all rotten. It's something very offensively smelly. That's how I feel it. You feel it. The truth is, it's very easy to identify it. I agree with you. Now, if we're talking about sexual education for the young ages and the youth, and also to the big ones, so accordingly, we don't have sex education, because this would be a natural result from a education for a new paradigm of a new relation and attitude of the world, of the humans towards the world. A human towards his obligation in the modern era, the current era. Meaning, if I look correctly, if I examine through this topic of sex and sexuality, it's a certain mirror that reflects to me the state that we're in as humanity. meaning the bad and grave state that we're in. In relation to this topic, it reflects to us the state that we're in, and that we should create already a leap of awareness, and we're not doing it. So if I understand it correctly, the difficulty is not that we received some kind of directions or operating instructions. That's the problem, that there's people that are holding within them the method of correction of humans, meaning these instructions, all the this pedagogical method, and they cannot pass it on to the people. Here, there is a certain maladaption between those who know how to do it and the method is in them, and the people that doesn't want to accept it yet. And I'm talking about people and not humanity, because the people of Israel are those should receive this first of this plan, the acceptance of this plan of correction, and in the execution and implementation, and then to be an example for the rest of the nations. We need to work on this, first of all, on ourselves. You spoke of a new paradigm. Yes. What is that new paradigm? Let's try. This is something that is very special. That if previously we didn't need to know what forces develop us, just like that. Just like seeing with a child. We always need to take the example from the developing person. I see a child. All of a sudden he starts to ask. All of a sudden he looks, Daddy, what are you doing? You start to take a certain example from him. All of a sudden he starts to hear, to talk, to do something which he wouldn't do earlier. He learns from the whole world. And even if he doesn't learn from the whole world, certain impulses from within for something come to him. Meaning we discover that there are forces that operate in him and develop him. They come from within and develop him. And that's how we are. This is how we were. And a child doesn't ask, what are those forces and what's happening to me? Yeah, for him it's natural. The same thing was natural to us to develop throughout all the years of development, all the thousands of years of development until the 20th century. We developed. That's it. There were people that were thinking, how do we develop? What's our history? What's the history of humanity? What's the process that we're going through? You know, different philosophers. Yeah, it was like that. But with philosophers or without, with or without the philosophers, we would develop. No one asked the philosophers, tell me, what way should we develop from today to tomorrow? Yes? Rather, we would develop, and they were like, kind of like, as if they were wise to tell us why we developed that way. We didn't need any sage or any wise man. Just like a child, he sees that life develops him. We've come to a state where it's like a stop. From here onwards, there is no natural development. From here onwards, you need to check the forces that developed you earlier, automatically like that, naturally, instinctively, from within. You need yourself to take these forces and to develop yourself onwards on your own. You need to cause these forces to be in your hands, like two reins, a positive and negative, reception and bestowal, those two forces, and to develop your head between these two reins as you are going and developing your awareness. How you develop by these two forces. Meaning without that, you will not develop. Without that, you will stop here on the spot and rot. You'll simply be rotten, and this rotten will just grow and grow until it brings you to such states, to such sufferings, to such problems, that it will obligate you to understand that here there must be a new attitude, a more serious and mature way, and not that you can with your old observation that was there years ago to go. It won't work out now. And it won't happen in a way that you will feel that you're not succeeding, and that's called a crisis. But on the other hand, the crisis in nature is the new birth. It depends how you accept it. Either it's a shattering and death, or it's a beginning and birth. It depends how... And this is how it works out. It's simply the new degree of spiritual, of human development. The problem is that we've never been in such a degree in which we would have to first think how to develop, and as if I've got 1,000 directions and I decide. Humanity is not used to this. And therefore, we're continuing and continuing to develop, supposedly, like before. And we still want, even in economy, they still think that more development, more success. We don't understand that Earth is already starting to be rotten from our activity. Nature, the environment, all the relations between people, in the whether big or small, in the family, everything is rotten because we need to identify on our own and to decide by ourselves what is the right form in each and every place, in the relations between humans to humans, between man and still and vegetative and animate, in short, to build it with our heads. Earlier we developed without a head, by natural impulses, and now first of all our decision, and then the operation of the forces of nature on our own. I wanted to ask here, you described how throughout history the sexual impulse developed in people. You said that we were like animals, and we would operate according to the sexual impulse in the most simplest way, truly animalistic, completely. Then, at a more developed stage, as humanity developed, we start to look at beauty according to the advancing development. So it's food, sex, and family, then richness, control, respect, and knowledge in this process. This all is an egotistical development. So accordingly, we also looked at sex. What were we demanding? First of all, food. Later, sex had something in it. Then the family. Then money. I look not at her, but I look at her father. Yes. How many camels he's giving, and this and that. Yes. Later, honor. Meaning, I don't care how much money's there, but if she comes from not a rich family, but a royal family or some lord by the king or something, that's more important to me. It's periods. We see in Europe until 300, 400 years, yes? Even today already, it's each is where I'm from what king, and from what that, and from what her. What's my, the hierarchy I come from. Well, it's more important, even more than money. There are people that are willing to lose all their money with that respect, that honor, the respect. It talks already about the fact that the human image in him grows. It's more than money. What's money compared to honor? Honor is the human in me, the egotistical human and all that, but human. I'm willing to do everything only to not harm that human in me. Respect and control. And then knowledge. Knowledge is already something that's very close to spirituality. So according to this ladder of values that goes from the most basic things, and the way we developed humans, that's how I would choose a partner, more or less. But in each and every one of us, there's also food, sex, family, money, honor, and knowledge in different ways. Those impulses are organized in us. And then if I'm very hot in sex, then maybe I don't care about the honor. I care about her body. If I'm, according to my attributes. I'm very developed for richness and money, and I care about that, and I don't care that she will be, I don't know what, as long as she comes from a rich family, and more, meaning that in each and every one, it also changes, meaning there's a certain combination of things. Yes, each is special in this combination of all these impulses, and therefore it's difficult. And here also there is the problems start to be between parents and children. They agree, they don't agree. She looks at his attributes, he's looking at her beauty. And this is already, that didn't exist earlier. Earlier this did not happen at all, I'm telling you. Therefore, until the latest era, the parents would marry their children. Until 200 years or something like that, it almost didn't exist. People would write romantic novels, but there simply wasn't that question. Also, there wasn't a problem that here her body repels me or this one attracts me. But it's good because there's a difference between choosing a partner or like you said, how much she has or how much your father has, and the sexual impulse itself. It seems like the sexual impulse that's in us that develops from generation to generation is something very basic. You went to something a little bit more broad. This impulse of, there's one thing that's the impulse of finding a partner, where you have a certain relations of money, respect, standing, and all those things that you described, and it went and became complex, and we see that. But in my feeling, the sexual impulse in a human being is something that is, that when I choose a partner for life, then you're doing many, considerations. Well, that's when one looks at the other according to the inclinations of human beings. But a sexual impulse, isn't it something instinctive that is in humans, meaning beyond what, who is going to decide to live his life? How does this sexual impulse develop in us as human beings? I can tell you, Oren. I'll tell you. When I was 15 years old, I remember myself. I was in all sorts of villages there in Russia where I would be in the washroom in the showers where men and women would shower together. No one would even think to look at the other. It wasn't attractive. There was no interest in it. You understand? There was no sense. Today it's sex. Today it's an orgy. I don't know what else you would call it. But I remember now that I was, 12, 13, 14. There was no, there was nothing about it. It was natural. So this is a man, that's a woman. It's like a cow and a bull outside. What difference is there? Do you understand? It was so, I remember the impression from the fact that today I have an impression of what was then. That it was so, all in all, 50, 55 years have passed since. Well, it's not a city, it's a village. But nevertheless, it was like that. People weren't looking at the bodies. It was natural. Just like you're not looking at the body of a dog, a cow, a chicken, I don't know what. It's hard for us to perceive this today. We leaped in the last 100 years or even the last 50 years to something that is thousands of years of development. So what exactly happened to us as to the sexual impulse? How did it develop in these 6 years? What happened to that impulse? All our impulses started to rot. To rot, yes. And because we didn't take them under the aware, conscientious development to the right direction in the right stages. What is it to rot? What does it mean that the sexual impulse started to rot? Because it started to receive forms that are not right, like a fruit that's already finished its period of ripeness. Now you need to eat it. It's now exactly meant for the humankind, for people to eat it. But we're not humans. We continue to relate to all these things as an animal, as a beast. And what comes out from this is that it's already receiving such forms, some sorts of mutations. Look at what's happening with the gays and lesbians, in all kinds of flaws, and I'm not against this or against that. It's a natural thing that's happening. But it used to be part of culture. Also, people didn't pay attention to it. It was natural. Also, in ancient Rome and Greek, what it was between men and men, women and women, it was kind of a normal thing. But today, it's already received a different form. Also, people were in relations that are more natural and simple. They wouldn't warp it in a certain way. The problem is that we don't know how to relate to each other. What is they wouldn't warp it? I don't understand. They didn't make out of it some... I don't know how to say. They wouldn't blow it up. What? In ancient Greece, it was customary that a man lives with a man. It was customary. Let's say the whole army of Alexander Macedon, it was known who is who, and they were devoted to each other. By the way, we know that those couples in the same-sex between men and men and women and women are very devoted couples. We know this, that they're very tight and connected together. And it was okay. It was natural. No one looked at it as something that is not natural or coming out of some framework from a normal or a not normal form. Look at today how we see it in the society. Is it allowed or not allowed? In what countries it's allowed? It's called the advanced progressive countries. And those that it's not permitted, it's not. Look at what's happening from it. It used to be not, there didn't used to be the question about it. Meaning that this was like that as one of the ways that you look at human society. Natural impulses and developing. There were no such questions. If not us, they wouldn't even talk about it or tell us about this. Because for them, it was part of regular life. Today, it comes to us as things that are over, from not caring for humankind in the right way, from not raising our awareness, from not starting to develop our approach to the new degree in life, the degree of speaking, to the degree in which we develop our head and our awareness, then these things in the body, in the still vegetative inanimate, is without a head, because the forces of nature develop them. So they start there to rot, meaning to develop the head above the body, the degree of awareness. Can you depict a certain picture, how you see a person that developed his degree of awareness, and he has an awareness that controls his sexual impulse in an educated way? Not just sexual, in all his impulses. Very simple. The connection between people, the good connection between human beings, precedes everything, decides everything, leads in every way the actions, decisions, and actions of mine. That's it. Let's look at a second. Let's make a comparison. What's the difference between the state we're in at the moment, in which what leads me is other things? It's truly success, and I have no problem with the fact that success, my success, is at the expense of others or exploiting others. But those are the values that lead me in the the perception that we had till now. And now you're leading us to a place where the leading line is the good connection between everyone. Yes, the search in what way of optimal connection and good connection, maximal and good, we need to be connected. It's called to come to the state of don't do your friends what is hated upon you, and then to love thy friend as thyself. How do we know that it's really the next stage? Meaning what you described right now is because we discover in every place in nature that there must be all the levels of nature connected to everything in a unified manner. And we discover now in the human society today that only the right connection is lacking, and that the lack of this connection brings us to all kinds of problems, that half of the humanity is starving of starvation, is starving, and the other half is throwing out food, and that this is the only way for us to bring ourselves to a happy life, calm life, secure life, and also to be in balance with nature and not invite upon us environmental blows and so on. I wanted to ask, you said when I asked what it is to develop an awareness that will be above our impulses, including the sexual impulse, you said that a good connection between human beings leads everything and decides everything. What does that mean about the sexual impulse? In generality, I understand. I don't understand it in relation to sexual impulse. How does don't do to your friend what you hate on you going to control this? That I subjugate to every possible contact with a person only under the consideration that I cause him good. With what person? To whoever I can cause good. That I choose. To each and every one. You could say this also instead of sex, any kind of connection. But how is it related to the sexual impulse? That I choose for myself as much as I understand, as much as I feel, as much as I can identify that partner in life with which I can come to the inner connection, which the true inner connection. As we complete each other in a way that truly we become as one unit in our desires, intentions, in inner completion, without sex at all. As sex already comes after that, as the completion, the physiological completion, that it adds to the interrelations between people. Yes, between people. Between the human beings in us. At the degree of speaking. And then the degree of animate adds to it. So how do I use correctly my sexual impulse that awakens in me in order to progress myself to this new paradigm that you described? If you receive the right education, then I don't think that the sexual impulse will awaken in you before you see that with this man I want to come to an inner connection. And because this education is not yet in you, then you're looking from day to day, each and every one, whatever you feel like. That's the problem today. So what impulse will awaken before the sexual impulse? That you're searching not for sex, but you're searching for an inner connection, for two hearts to connect. And not in love like we depicted, but with the hearts it's a problem, yeah? But with souls, the meaning is. As we connect in order to each to fill the desire of the other for advancement towards the third, towards the general goal of all of humanity, where we all connect together. What's the difference between that impulse for an inner connection that awakened in me as a woman and the same impulse in him as a man? There's no difference. Also, you're in him, and also he's in it, in equality. Therefore, we come to equality between men and women. Whereas in the degree of animate, you're different. You get pregnant, you give birth, you clean and breastfeed your child and all that. And he is the degree of animate. That's why you're not equal. Where the women were saying, oh, we're equality. Only in the degree of speaking can there be equality. Can you broaden a little bit about that? Because that's where everyone needs each other. Each needs the inner connection of the hearts, that one cannot advance without the other, and the degree of speaking and the spiritual development. It develops the personality in him, because there, man and women, divinity is between them. Adam and Eve connect again as one image. Today, as I look at a man and a woman, even today, I understand that it's a degree of animate. I understand that in a woman, there's this impulse for inner connection and emotional connection. In the man, it's lacking most of the time. There's more of a sexual impulse. Also for a woman, because a woman only has an association towards a man, dependency on a man, it's a natural animalistic thing. It's not that she develops this from her new education. It still remains from her previous education. Yeah, so we don't get confused here. Therefore, don't get confused here. And we see today it's already even less than it was before. Let's look for a moment about the difference. The difference between that impulse for connection, emotional that I have in a beastly, in a woman, and the same impulse that I will have in the higher degree of awareness. Well, yes, it's something completely different. The inclinations, the reasons are different. The results are different. The feelings are different. Everything is different. It's a certain creation of means and achievements. It's something that's not associated at all with the previous degree. It's really a difference where two bodies that from the outside appear as human beings and behaving like animals, or two bodies that have between them a true inner spiritual coupling. What's an inner spiritual coupling? Spirit in spirit. What part couples? What is this spirit in spirit? The spirits that are each and everyone, the human spirit that's in each and everyone. You can't be without the other, the spirit of the other, which demands this connection, because also without that, he's not a human. A human is also male and female together, like the Torah tells us about it. You advanced a little too fast to me. I'm stuck from a few minutes ago. I'm still in the feeling in the last few minutes that it's as if the sexual impulse is something not okay. No, it's something natural. It's the most natural thing that's in human beings. What's not right about it? That's not clear to me. No. That's my destiny. Until we've moved past the degree of development of the degree of animate. And then we developed correctly in a natural way. Like I said, until the beginning of the 20th century. Yes. From there onwards, it's not that we developed in it in the wrong way. We didn't develop in the degree of Adam in us in the right way. The spiritual, the human spirit, that's what we didn't develop from the beginning of the 20th century. So that's what we're in flawed. Yes, that's right. Also in that, in all my engagements and with our relatives, with the couples, with our sexual partners, with the whole world and human society, all those engagements and dealings start to get spoiled. Okay, I understood the idea, and you're saying that we need now to develop our awareness, and then we will have a certain structure in which I have an awareness, I have a head, and I have a body, and the head manages the body, and not the body manages the head, okay? So for the sake of this matter, I want to understand how, according to your perception, we need to relate and probably also to manage the natural sexual impulse in human beings. I understand there's a thing of awareness and a body. In the body, for the sake of the matter, I'm concentrated on the sexual impulse, and in the awareness, it's not clear to me yet what to do with it, but that's why I'm still losing you. I don't understand why there's some bad attitude or something that I don't understand from the sexual impulse in human beings. I understand that you could add awareness in it. We need to manage it. But I've got an impression from you, from your things, that maybe you're negating it completely. I didn't understand. What is the relation towards the sexual impulse of human beings today? I don't want to answer about the sexual impulse. Is there no sexual impulse in a human being today? Maybe you will hear. And there's a head of a beast which receives commands and carries them out and engages them in an automatic manner from nature. And there's a head of a human, which is something else, which doesn't receive commands. It receives data. And it also receives a special program. And then he processes himself the program and the details and decides where to develop and develops that way. In an animal, the beast, a human that's called a beast, everyone is similar to beasts. So he develops in a natural way. It has no problem. Impulses, sexual, not sexual, it's okay, everything's okay. It comes all from that same hand, that same style that nature enters into him, and he develops. A person that should have developed, he's already developed to the degree of Adam, of the human. He didn't receive the program. The right details he didn't receive. And he started to develop onwards, continuing, even though he should have continued already with the new program. With the new conditions, the new details, he's continuing the previous old development. And that's where there's a flaw here, a corruption. This is what we're talking about. And therefore, all of a sudden, he has a very warped relation to the family, to the children, to sex, to each and everything. Because he's not developing in the right way from a lack of a program that he needs to process it and to understand what for and why. Because the development of a human being is that his eyes are in his head, that he sees the born, what's coming. And that he goes in such a way where his head is above and his body's below. Then everything gets flawed. This is what we're seeing now, in the 21st century especially. And it will go and get flawed more and more. It'll get more and more corrupted. What are you asking about that? It's not about sex alone. I'm telling you an observation that is general about everything that's going on. It's the problem with sex, it's a problem with family, towards the children, towards work, towards finances and trade and culture and environment, everything. It's all in a wrong way because we didn't receive the program. We don't know how to develop. We're continuing as if, look, no one knows what to do. Look at what's going on with politicians, with scientists. Everyone is in a lack of, and there's no one that has any knowledge of what to do or understanding what to do. You understand? So it's not just sex or something. These are small corruptions. Who is even looking at that? We're only being confused with that, the media and so on, so that we will supposedly engage in that, as if there aren't bigger problems. We have a general problem. What we, upon earth, are doing with ourselves. We can't find the direction, the foundations. Nature is not managing us. Look at what's going on in every place. It's as if the laws of nature are stopping to work. Those laws that we were used to. As if there is something in a human society, we don't know what's going on at all. So this is the problem. And if we will solve this general problem, then sex will also enter. It'll find its place of what it needs to be. Will there be room for it? Of course it'll have room. But once again, I gave you a finding line. What place will it have? Because in the current state, in the connection between human beings, the emotional connection, in one heart, as one man in one heart, all of humanity, as one family. Therefore, first the heart relation, and then accordingly also sexual. That's it. And in what way exactly? Right, I don't know.
Your
time is over. A little bit more optimistic today. That's important. Thank you very much, from Lightman. Thank you very much, Nitsa. Thank you for being with us in a new life. So long.